we're getting bombarded with these antibiotics in one form or other just all the time, unless you're just strictly organic and that type of a thing. But
well, you identified the bigger problem, and that is that between the overuse of antibiotics in humans and the overuse of antibiotics in animals, so that the animals can be well when they go to be sold, they get more money for them. We're putting so many antibiotics into our bodies that the germs are getting so strong, we've given them a new name. We call them super bugs, super germs, germs that are so strong we don't have drugs to kill them. So what are we going to do with this situation? That's the bigger problem. You're exactly right.
The Good Life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
According to an article in Scientific American, antibiotic resistance will kill 300 million people by the year 2050, and it'll cost up to $100 trillion. Now, folks, there's not enough money, not enough cash in the world to equal that amount. That's an enormous amount of money. And this is a problem that we all face if we get a bad infection. So are we headed for some type of mass epidemic that's going to kill a lot of people in the future? I mean, you know, people are getting sicker and sicker, and our immune systems are getting weaker. And I've talked to several doctors and healthcare professionals, and you've heard it, you regular listeners have heard it, me talk to them on this show, and they say that their patients are getting sicker and it's taking longer for them to get well. So basically what that means is that we as a nation are getting sicker and sicker. Our immune system as a nation is getting weaker. And that's what's helping us to be more susceptible to these illnesses and to take longer for us to get well. You know, are we headed for the perfect storm? So we've got on one side, we've got a nation whose people are getting sicker and our immune system's weaker. And we've got antibiotics that have been used, that have been really good in the past to help save lives. And I know people in natural medicine will say, and I'm one that I'm more on the natural medicine side, although I do agree that sometimes we do need medicine. But, you know, antibiotics have caused some damage too to our systems, and we'll talk about that. But it's also they've saved lives. But for the mass number of people that use antibiotics, if they stop working and their immune system's weaker and we have a bad bug that breaks out, starts making a lot of people sick and killing a lot of people, we could have some mass casualties. So is that where we're headed? I mean, is this a real problem we need to be concerned about? Or is there an answer to this problem that maybe mainstream medicine hadn't quite been looking too closely at just yet? Well, I've got with me today a doctor who just may have the answer to this huge monumental problem that we're facing. And his name is Dr. Gordon Peterson. Now, his credentials reach from here to the moon, so I'm not going to read them all. But you can go online, look him up, and find out all you want about him. And he's very, very credible, and he's got a lot of experience in what we're going to be talking about today. He's a researcher, and he's a nutrition expert, and he's developed over 150 health products for several companies. And he's also the co-author of the international bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Enriching Soul. Well, Dr. Peterson, welcome to the show. Now, I want to ask you, this antibiotic resistance that we're facing is scary. Are we just one plague away from a major epidemic that could kill millions, as some people seem to think?
Well, the bottom line to that is it's very real, and it's getting closer, and it's almost like a ticking time bomb. We have so many opportunities to get sick, and the germs are getting stronger. Here's why. When you put a bacteria in the presence of an antibiotic for 10 days, the antibiotic will kill the germ. But it won't kill all of the germ, and it only leaves 1% alive. But that 1% that's alive and survives the antibiotics becomes resistant to antibiotics. In other words, it starts to grow amongst the antibiotics. And in general, the more we're exposed to an antibiotic, the stronger the bacteria will get until the bacteria becomes so strong that they no longer are being limited by the antibiotics. Then is when the perfect storm hits. Any scratch, any scrape, any cough, any germ at all that breaks the skin or gets into your respiratory tract, we have no defense, none. We have no antibiotics, and we've made the germ stronger in the process. So this is what's happened, and when you recognize that children, before they're 5 years of age, usually get exposed to about 49 different vaccinations and 20 different doses of antibiotics, we're preloading their systems to being antibiotic resistant.
Wow. So now I have just learned something, which I'm always learning stuff, but this is very interesting. So you mean to tell me, and I haven't thought about it like this, so you're telling me that even from the very beginning when they started giving antibiotics, that it never killed 100%, and so that 1% or whatever that's left started growing and getting stronger and becoming resistant. So you're saying that basically we've been growing stronger bugs since we started the antibiotics. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And
wow.
To prove this, I took a Petri dish that was very large and actually put the bacteria right in the middle of it and surrounded it by antibiotics. And what happened was it only took 10 days for that bacteria to break through and live in the normal antibiotic level. Then another 2 days to live at 100 times antibiotic concentration, and then to 1,000 times the antibiotic concentration. In other words, in 10 days, the bacteria mutated to the point that the surviving bacteria was now thriving even in antibiotics that were 1,000 times more concentrated. So yes, we're in that time period right now.
Oh man, that changes the whole dynamic, because is this true for viruses also? I mean, for any type of microorganism like that?
Well, viruses, not so much so, but viruses are more dangerous in a different way. When viruses mix with another virus, they mutate and have a different genetic makeup, or their DNA is a different makeup. And then we have nothing that can fight them, not our immune system, not drugs of any kind. So viruses mutate together when you're sick with a virus to make a new germ that is totally immune to all the drugs that we have and immune to your immune system. So antibiotics are the things that we worry most about right now. Because 10 or 20 years ago, antibiotics were given out everywhere you looked for any cough, for any scratch, for anything. Well, now we've realized we really need to bring these antibiotics under control. And one more fact. Back when antibiotics were first invented, the first penicillin that went out, it was required by physicians and pharmacists that they would actually give, with the antibiotic, a co-prescription for probiotics.
So I didn't know that.
And the prescription even said, so that the penicillin won't damage the immune system and the digestive system. And doctors forgot about that. And many people forgot about that. And there's a lot of reasons why. But a lot of the reason is because it was not a patentable product. The probiotics were just a food supplement, but they normalized the damage to the digestive tract that the antibiotic caused.
Which is so needed. That is so needed. See, I didn't realize they did that at first. That is good, but I guess that'd be another show why they stopped, but I can only imagine some of the reasons why. Well, you said one of the reasons. And also, and let me back up a little bit. Of course, viruses are not you don't handle viruses with antibiotics anyway. I wasn't thinking, but I was right. I had written down something else, and I said something else. I think I was getting it mixed up. I wanted to ask you about the problem of biofilms also, because they're talking about how that, you know, when we give these antibiotics, that these bacteria and that kind of thing, they form biofilms, and if they're in a biofilm, well, they don't do it because we give antibiotics, but by giving antibiotics, that a lot of times if the bug has been around long enough to spin the biofilm, that the antibiotics are not even getting to the bacteria to start with, and so you're really just causing a lot of damage and not doing a lot of good. What do you think about that scenario? Is this also a major reason we're having antibiotic resistance?
Well, what you described is very high-level biochemistry. What's happening there is antibiotics function by stripping electrons away from the bacteria, one electron at a time, until the bacterial cell ruptures and dies. So antibiotics function by thinning the membranes, stripping away the membranes of the bacteria. But if bacteria multiply every 20 minutes, and they double, and they double, and they double, and they produce this long slime of bacteria, they build a film around themselves like a thick mucus film. Now when the antibiotic comes in contact with them, it can only get through that first layer of film, and they never quite get to the bacterial membrane. Thus, the bacteria have a shield around themselves, and it's called a biofilm. And it's just a mucus-like material that thickens the membrane so the antibiotic can't peck away one electron at a time quick enough to kill it.
Yeah, and so these biofilms are just in some of the recent research, and a lot of doctors, some doctors are not even recognizing the legitimacy of biofilms, you know, because they're so behind. You know, so many doctors don't read, they're so behind on some of the latest research, so they just keep giving these antibiotics out like candy, not to mention all the other problems with the antibiotics. And I'm sure in medical school, I mean, I stand to be corrected, but I'm sure in medical school they're not telling them to, you know, to do some things, to not give the probiotics, to, you know, like you said, they've stopped doing that to help mitigate some of the damage the antibiotics have done. And I want to talk about this. You know, the antibiotics have done a lot of damage to our bodies and to our systems, and it just really, they just destroy the gut.
They destroy the a lot of different immune systems, but there's some interesting things, but here's how the medical world is dealing with it. They're actually taking certain antibiotics and making them the first level or first choice antibiotic. And they're like tetracycline type of a product, and they work and they don't do very much damage, but they don't kill as many or as powerful of antibiotics because we've used them so much. So then the medical world labels a second level of antibiotics, and they save those for the more difficult situations like pneumonia. And then they save vancomycin. Now, vancomycin is a type of antibiotic that's fairly new, and yet the bacteria haven't built up a resistance to it. But do you realize they keep vancomycin as a last resort? When they can't get all of your infection under control, they have to go to the hospital and they have to vote to see if this is appropriate to take out that vancomycin, and they keep it in a locked safe because it could be so dangerous that only in the extreme cases can we take out that last antibiotic. When you realize the medical world identifies levels of infection that way, doesn't it scare you? And in addition to that, we now have germs that have become so resistant to so many antibiotics, and they're become so resistant in the hospital that we give them new names. We call them hospital-acquired germs or hospital-acquired staph, hospital-acquired strep, meaning they're so much stronger than the germs you get out in the open world, indicating that the medical world has given the antibiotics too much, and in the hospital itself, it may be the most dangerous place you can go. One in four patients now that check into a hospital end up with an infection from the hospital.
Right, yeah, they're very, very dangerous places, and that is sad. That's really sad, because sometimes any of us, even though those of us that try to be healthy and stay out of hospitals, I mean, at any time we could have a car accident. I mean, anything could put us in a hospital, and like you said, they are one of the more dangerous places to be because of all these hospital-acquired infections. That's just mind-blowing. I mean, it's a very sad, you know, I used to work in a hospital, and I'm really glad I don't now. And what about those people, the employees that work in the hospital? I mean, do they build up some type of immunity, or are they just getting sick and the media's not, you know, talking about that much? What's happening to these people working in hospitals?
What I see from nurses and doctors, when a medical doctor graduates medical school and goes to work into the hospital, they go through the first year, and nurses do the same thing. And in their first year, they say, oh, you're just in your first year. You're going to be sick every other week because you haven't built up enough immunity here yet. Well, being in a place where there's so many germs and there's so many sick people, that first year that you go and work in a hospital, you're going to spend half the time getting sick and building up immunity to it. And they kind of joke about it, but it's no joke. This is a serious situation. And not only are the nurses looking for a solution, the doctors are too, but the patients are now demanding a solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are beginning to wake up. I'm noticing that in the general public, albeit it's slow, but people are beginning to wake up, and they're beginning to see some things that I think, you know, people like me and you and other people that really get into alternative health have been seeing for a long time. Although we do need regular medicine. Again, I'm not a purist. I'm not, oh, you never. I mean, I think there's a place for every area of medicine, for traditional medicine and alternative medicine and that kind of thing. But if you, the key is, especially in this day and time, is to stay well. And try to do everything we can to just stay well, because you just don't want to get sick this day and time. I mean, you never want to, but it's just more dangerous nowadays to get sick because of the antibiotic resistance and the danger of even being in a hospital and et cetera, et cetera. Now, you have developed something. Now, I want to talk. We've talked about the problem, and this we could talk all day on this problem. And we haven't even mentioned, you know, all the other uses, you know, some of the other uses of antibiotics, like I think they say 80% of our antibiotics are used in animals, you know. And I'm wondering what effect is that having? That's not having a good effect on our animals. And then we're eating it. If we eat conventionally raised meat, we're getting it that way. So we're getting bombarded with these antibiotics in one form or other just all the time, unless you're just strictly organic and that type of a thing. But
well, you identified the bigger problem, and that is that between the overuse of antibiotics in humans and the overuse of antibiotics in animals, so that the animals can be well when they go to be sold, they get more money for them, we're putting so many antibiotics into our bodies that the germs are getting so strong, we've given them a new name. We call them super bugs, super germs, germs that are so strong we don't have drugs to kill them. So what are we going to do with this situation? That's the bigger problem. You're exactly right.
Yeah, and it's going to take a lot to try to clean up this mess we've created. But I want to talk about some of the solution that you very well may have developed. And I want to do that after a quick break. I want to remind everybody that this is Beverly Butler, and you're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a great lineup back at AmericaOutloud.com. And also, get the apps. We now stream 24/7 on Android and Apple. Just look for America Out Loud Talk Radio.
We've been talking about the problems of antibiotic resistance and some of the things that I mean, I've learned some things already, a couple of things I didn't realize, which is always exciting to learn things. But he's just a wealth of knowledge. But he may have actually developed the answer to this antibiotic resistance. And that's what we're going to be talking about now. What have you developed? Now, you've developed a special type of silver that has been proven in the laboratory to kill these bugs and these superbugs, and to do it pretty quickly. I want you to talk about that. What exactly have you developed in this? It's a silver solution. I'll tell people that. But there's all kind of silver solutions out there. And I hear that, and of course, we'll get into this in just a little bit, that these parts, a higher parts per million is more important, stronger than a less parts per million. We'll get into that. But what have you developed, and why is your silver Superman type silver compared to these other silvers? And what does it actually do?
Well, silver has been known for generations to kill germs. They used it to destroy the plague. They've used it in history to destroy germs of all kinds. And they've even thrown silver coins in water barrels in the times of pioneers to keep their water jugs from growing bacteria. But today, we've now got a silver called structured alkaline silver. That's the newest, latest, and greatest. And because of all the technology that we have, we've been able to manufacture a better silver than ever existed back in history. 15 years ago, we had colloidal silver and ionic silver, and they worked somewhat, but they weren't able to penetrate biofilms, and they weren't apt for serious infections. Then we had silver in a silver hydrosol form. And while I was a part of all of these projects, and while they were terrific, during the process of learning, I learned that all silvers were acids. And I learned, if the body is going to continue to put acid in its body, the immune system is going to reject and respond to that. So I wanted to find a silver that could kill better, faster, more than any other silver, but do it as an alkaline product, so that it would work with your immune system while you were sick or while you had serious illnesses of any kind. That's why this new silver is so important. It's not the old silver, although it stands on their shoulders of their greatness. Now it's alkaline. Now you can take it every day. Now it's pH balanced to 7.5, so it goes into your cells and your immune system helps transfer it in there, rather than all the acidic silvers of the past that would reject it because it was a pH of 4.5. Now, structuring the water, balancing the alkalinity, and giving silver the ability to destroy pathogens by entering the system better is now giving us a much better silver. Let me give you a little bit of background of why I came to this. First of all, I have a PhD in immunology and a PhD in toxicology. So that's drug research for the immune system. That's my research doctor. But I'm also a physician. I'm a physician like you would recognize any other physician. I am specialized in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. So I'm a traditional doctor and a research doctor, and I learned that that wasn't good enough, that these germs were getting stronger than all of us and all the drugs could be developed. So I went back to school and became a physician as a naturopathic doctor. Now, balancing naturopathic medicine with traditional medicine and putting it into the immunology format, silver works with antibiotics. And what I've discovered here is that when you combine silver in combination with an antibiotic, silver destroys the germs that the antibiotic can't. And so why this is significant is because silver can work with antibiotics, and it makes them 1,000 times stronger and reverses their resistance.
Wow, that is brilliant. And let me be clear, you do need both of those together to handle some of these superbugs, antibiotics and silver? Or can you just use the silver?
No, there's going to be times when we're going to need both of them.
Okay.
And so the physician, the traditional doctor in me says, I'm always going to give antibiotics first, the naturopathic doctor in me says, I'm always going to give silver first. And the real answer is, silver is enhancing the ability of the antibiotic to perform its duty 1,000 times better and make it safer in the process.
Okay.
So we're going to need both of them, and either way you get there is the correct way.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this silver, it breaks through the biofilm so that the silver and the antibiotic can get to the bug. And by it being structured, does the structure, because I've studied a little bit about structured water. Now, that just basically helps, and correct me if I'm wrong, but does that not help the silver to actually be absorbed by the cell better?
Wow, you are so smart. There's not very many physicians that even understand that, and you stated it so perfectly. Let me restate it, though. Structured water is actively transported into the cell because of its purity. The cell wants it in the cell, and along with that structured water comes the alkaline silver. So you're starting to add one benefit on top of another for the overall combination of antibiotics and silver working together. Yes, structured water is important here because it makes up 99% of the liquid silver product. For the people who have forgotten to use the structured water, they use tap water, and it's not the same, and it's not going to be treated the same, and it's not going to be absorbed the same. So the structured alkaline silver is essential and does work because of the structuring of the water.
And this way you can kill, because silver will kill viruses. Silver will kill anything like that. And so this way, when the silver actually gets into the cell, then you can kill the viruses and anything, any other bad bugs that have gotten into the cell. You can kill them and actually get rid of the problem instead of causing it to go dormant, as is what's happened so much in the past. Is that correct?
You're correct. And if I might add to that, the antibiotics kill very quickly and swiftly in the course of 4 or 6 hours. So you get a quick kill, while silver comes along, and it takes a little bit longer, but it takes a long term, 24 hours maybe, to kill. What a perfect combination to have that short, fast kill combined with the long, slow, sustained response of silver.
Yeah. And so people that have problems that have had mono in the past, you know, the Epstein-Barr virus and all, that have never been able to make it go away, is this a one way, or is this the way, is this what they can use to take, and I'm sure it'll take over a period of time, to actually get a substance within the cell to actually completely kill that virus and free these people from the Epstein-Barr virus?
It's true.
Can happen?
It's true that if you can get the liquid silver, the structured alkaline silver, in contact with those germs, meaning a virus or bacteria or yeast, if you can keep this liquid silver in contact with those germs for 2 minutes, it's going to kill them. That means the silver has to penetrate the biofilm, be actively transported into the cell, and now it can do the work that it needs to do. So for some people, they're going to have to take a larger dose of liquid silver because they have a very difficult system to penetrate. And for that reason, I've written a book, and it's called A Fighting Chance, and it documents 480 different diseases and how much or what type of silver you should take and in what combinations to penetrate those different disease states.
Okay, that's fantastic, because these people that sometimes they're just routinely, just ever so often, the virus will come out of its dormant state and be active again, and these people will get sick again. And it's similar with herpes and other of these bad bugs that just go dormant, which really up until recently they just haven't been able to completely get them out of their system. But it looks like this is something that actually may do that. So I'm really glad you mentioned that. And I'll list this book for those that are interested, your book, A Fighting Chance. I'll put it under the podcast in the show notes so that you can go to themisdiagnosedlife.com or AmericaOutloud.com and Look under the show notes, and there'll be a link to your book there so that the people that are interested in it can get it. And I'm sure it's probably on Amazon and all the other sites if they want to get it. It's called A Fighting Chance by Dr. Gordon Peterson. You have done some research. I just want you to give an example of the MRSA virus. Now, you've done some research where you've proven that this silver has killed that in your laboratory. Can you talk about that just for a minute? Because that's a pretty big bad bug there.
Yes, a lot of people are scared to death of MRSA. It stands for methicillin-resistant staph aureus. That means it's a staph germ that's gotten very, very aggressive and resistant to all of the drugs that are out there. What that means is we don't have any drugs that can kill MRSA. So if you get an infection in the hospital of MRSA, you may die from it. It's that scary. MRSA was put in a laboratory, and I did the research, and I tested it against silver. And what we found is that we can destroy MRSA in 2 minutes. 2 minutes if the liquid silver comes in contact with the germ for 2 minutes, it can kill it. So what we're finding now is that if you take the silver orally, 2 teaspoons twice a day, you just swallow 2 teaspoons twice a day, and if you want to spray it or use the gel on a wound that might be infected, you're going to be able to continue to use that silver 2, 3, 4, even 5 times a day until that germ is destroyed. And usually it responds in the first 2 hours, meaning it's killing enough of that MRSA in the first 2 hours that you can see a reduction in inflammation, a reduction in swelling, a reduction in possibly what's going on in your respiratory tract or wherever else you might have this germ. But what's happened is the people that work in a hospital were exposed to staph so often and so much that they were getting sick quite regularly with a lot of skin rashes. They look like little fever blisters, but they're on your face or on your hands, or they might go into your eye. And the hospital professionals needed help, and so they would take antibiotics. Well, then the antibiotics stopped working because they were exposed to them too often, and the germ got stronger. Then along came Purell. It's a hand sanitizer, and it kills 99% of the germ, but not 100%. It leaves 1% alive. And so what happened was the staph that was in the hospital was being killed, 99% of it, on the hands of the nurses using Purell, the doctors using Purell, and the 1% got so strong that when it started to grow, they started sharing it from patient to patient, doctor to nurse, and it got spread through the hospital. Now we have a resistant form of staph. They gave it a new name, MRSA. And we created the superbug, and we call it a superbug because it's a germ that your antibiotics cannot kill anymore. And we hope the immune system will do it. But in the tests that I have done, we can show that MRSA is being destroyed by the silver. And all you have to do is get the liquid silver in contact with the germ for 2 minutes and keep doing that every day, and you'll watch it just disappear right before your eyes.
Wow. Yeah, and that's something. I'm glad you brought that up about this, what they were using in hospitals, antibacterial stuff. I stopped using that stuff a long time ago. And tell people what the problem is. I mean, you really just said the problem, but people should stop using these antibacterial, hand gels, and the soaps and that. Just use regular soap and water to wash your hands, and because that's efficient enough, because these antibacterial stuff, they can do more harm than good. I'd like for you to elaborate a little bit more on that, because I think this is really important.
Yeah, let me start with what I do. I actually wash my hands with a mild soap and water. Then when they've been dried off, as soon as I wipe them off on a towel, I apply silver gel. Now, this is the same silver that's going to kill all the bacteria, both forms of all the viruses and all the yeast. I put it on my hands. Why? Because it's going to give me 5 hours of total germ control by putting a silver gel on my hand. The reason I don't choose to use Purell or products like that anymore is because they kill like an alcohol would kill, and they dry out the skin at the same time, and they cause the immune system to flare up because it's a foreign substance. So you get red, rashy, dried, cracked hands. Now the germs can go right through your skin, through those little cracks in your skin. So the drying out process with a germ killer that doesn't kill all the germs creates a problem of super germs. I wash my hands with soap and water, dry them off, put on silver gel. I now have 5 hours of a barrier against germs, and it doesn't dry my hands out. It doesn't crack them. And because it's balanced to the right pH, it doesn't cause my immune system to flare up with a rash. So this is my solution, and it's a very, very excellent solution for any part of the body. You can put silver gel in your eyes even. You can put them in your nostrils and kill yeast, bacteria, and viral infections in there all at the same time. So this is a new protection that's all natural, that comes straight from God, and has only got two ingredients, pure silver and pure water, to help destroy these germs so there aren't any side effects like antibiotics have.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to get me some of that. You know, all these hospitals need that. I mean, I hope you've got a team working on getting this into the hospitals, because, I mean, they really, really need this stuff, because these problems are just going to get worse if we don't start stemming the tide here. Is it safe? Is it safe to use these products, this silver, all the time?
Well, if you're using an acidic silver, no. And in okay. the past, even in my other books, I used to say, only use the ionic and the colloidal silvers of the past. Only use them 5 days a week and take 2 days off. Or only use them for 3 weeks and then take a week off. Well, we don't have to say that about the current silver. And the reason why is it doesn't cause an inflammation of the immune system. What that means is silver that is structured uses the proper water to enter the cells. And if it's alkaline-based, it's now coming in at a pH of 7.4, the exact same pH your body wants to be at to prevent infections. So these are simple reasons why it's important to use silver. And you know what? I've been given silver in many, many different situations. People who have had surgery. I worked for 7 years in Special Operations Medical Association. That's the special forces of medicine for the United States military. As a member of that military force, I was able to give my medics and the medical doctors in the MASH hospitals and such, I was able to give them silver. And you know what? They would take the silver out on an injured soldier who had just been shot or a bomb had exploded, and they would pump that silver gel right into the wound, and we didn't get any infections when we did that. Right into the wound, right into the open tissue. And here's the thing. There are more soldiers that die from infections than any other issue, meaning bullets don't kill as many soldiers as infections do. So in my part of teaching and training in the special forces, I taught infection control, and silver gel was carried by all of my medics out into the field, and it saved lives. It saved arms. It saved legs. It saved eyes because of infection control. You can do the same thing in your life with it today.
Now, this silver, so it kills viruses, bacteria, and I'm sure it probably kills this. Does it kill mold? Mold issues, because you know there's a certain percent, I think about 25% of the population, and I happen to be one of them, that has mold issues. We have trouble detoxing mold out of our system. Can we take this silver? Will it help kill and get rid of the mold out of our systems?
Yes, it will. Silver destroys mold and yeast, and it does so in a way that if you can keep the liquid silver in contact with that germ, in this case a yeast germ, keep it in contact for just over 2 minutes, it's going to kill it, including black mold in your house. So now imagine having a liquid silver that you can drink and cleansing all throughout your body. At the same time, you can have a spray bottle, spray it on that window that's got black mold in it, let it stand for 2 minutes, then wipe it off. You've now killed the germ that causes the problem that people are getting sick from. Mold. Mold is a terrible, terrible thing to have, because mold and yeast are alive and they secrete a poison. So let's say you inhale mold and it came from your window that has black mold in it. You inhale those spores, they land in your lungs, and they start to divide. Then they want to consume your tissue. So what happens is they secrete a poison. The poison causes your immune system to get all flared up. Your lungs now swell up with fluid, but the mold continues to grow and grow and grow. And what happens is as that mold grows, it's going to secrete a poison, then turn around after the tissue is dissolving, yes, dissolving from a poison, from a yeast, and you're going to then see the mold consume the tissue. And you go, wait a minute, this mold is actually feeling like it's eating my tissue. It is. And it's a terrible thought to think of, but imagine, silver in 2 minutes can kill the mold or the yeast, and it can do it on the shelf of your house or inside your lungs, on your skin, all at the same time.
So you would need to use some type of inhaler to get the, like for your lungs, a breathing machine to get the silver in there. Was that how you would do that, or can you just take it orally and the silver get somehow through the blood system, get through to the lungs? Because I know of people that have it in their lungs, this mold.
Well, just because I brought that up, I'll tell you one of my favorite ways to use silver is to put it in a humidifier. So you can get these ultrasonic humidifiers at Walmart or Costco or wherever you want to buy them at a medical store, and they put out a cool mist. And if you put into the reservoir where you pour your water, fill it up 1/10 of the way with liquid silver, then fill the rest of it up with water, now the mist that's coming out is going to carry silver with it. And if that mist is right next to your bed, all night long you're going to be inhaling the healthy silver that can go clear down deep into your lungs, cut through the biofilms, neutralize the yeast or the bacteria. And one other benefit, it stimulates stem cells. Those are the cells that heal the body quicker, faster, and better. Now you've got a real terrific solution. You can see why it's one of my favorite things in an infant's room or in an elderly person's room that has pneumonia. They need to inhale this mist that's got silver in it, and it's an inexpensive way to actually purify the air around you as you sleep.
Mm-hmm. So now I've been in a clinic where for over a year where people were getting IVs to actually pull the mold out and the toxins out of their system. So I want to be clear. So you're saying that you can take this silver solution, specific silver solution, and it'll do the same thing as those IVs?
No, the IVs do a little bit different thing, and they kill a little bit differently. But silver will destroy whatever germ it can come in contact with. And imagine if you're drinking the silver and it's getting into your bloodstream, it's going to help you rid yourself of the very same toxins that an IV would. But IVs are going to work faster because you're putting more volume into the bloodstream, and they kill in a little bit different fashion. On the other hand, doesn't it make sense to use the two together if you're getting an IV? Right. To go ahead and have that liquid silver, just 2 teaspoons twice a day on an average day for healthy people, then we double that amount to about 2 tablespoons twice a day if you're sick or under a lot of stress. So that's a simple way to remember this.
Yeah. And this helps because I've been around people, and my daughter's been really sick with mold toxicity, and I typically don't seem to get that sick with it, or maybe it's affecting me in ways I don't realize. But so I'm anxious to try this in those ways. I'm taking this silver now because I'm actually taking this product, and I think I'm going to up it some and see what kind of results I get, or if I can notice things. Do you have a Herxheimer effect with this? If you take too much at once and it kills off too much at once?
Well, that can happen, But we recommend that you take the probiotics with that. So any Herxheimer effect, which is what we call a cleansing effect or the die-off effect, when yeast is dying, it releases whatever poison it had left in its system as it dies off, and you get a quick poisoning throughout the body and you feel like you have the flu. Silver is a terrific way to help you get over that quicker, faster, better, and it does not cause the Herxheimer effect. And the reason why is it completely destroys the yeast in a much faster manner. But there is the possibility that some people do feel a little bit of the Herxheimer effect, very, very seldom and very, very rare. But I'll say in 99% of the cases, no, they do not have that effect.
This company has got products that's very unique. They have like a complete system. It's almost like they're building different structures to help the body in different ways, so that they're helping the body in a more complete way. They have several different products, and I want to talk about one of the other products, Galaxy. Galaxy is another product that you have, and it helps to detoxify things out of our system. But I want you to tell us a little bit about this product just briefly, and there's a couple of more products I want to talk about.
Well, thank you for asking. Juva is a company that has a staircase of products. When you take one, you get a substantial benefit. When you add a second to it, you get even more of a benefit. And this, just like walking up the staircase, you get a synergistic effect with these products working together. So Galaxy comes in as a juice, but it's not like just a Kool-Aid juice like other companies have. These are nectars. These are raw nectars from 27 different fruits, vegetables, and they're raw, all natural, and they work in a way that gets into the body better because their antioxidants are alive. Reason being, this is a patented process where Galaxy is manufactured using cold processing. So instead of boiling these juices and these fruits, we leave the nectar whole so that the nectar can actually contain living antioxidants, living digestive enzymes, and even living probiotics. Now, when it's tested in the laboratory by Dr. Booth at Brigham Young University, he found that it was the best of all of the products he tested. In fact, it was so good he's made 3 presentations at the national level for this product. If I were to summarize the benefits of this product, I would say it delivers antioxidants, probiotics, and digestive enzymes in a way that you'll absorb much more of the nutrients in this juice than if they weren't in a living mixture. This living solution called Galaxy then has the ability to boost immunity, boost the ability to destroy free radicals, and in the results published by Brigham Young University and Dr. Booth, it has the ability to have benefits far beyond those of any other juice company, in that it helps with some of the most abnormal cell populations that we have in our body. In other words, it's the perfect way to get your daily vitamins, boost your immune system, and deliver an immune supplement that works in combination with silver, so that when silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast, the Galaxy can rejuvenate the immune system, rejuvenate the tissues, and we even go to another product and then another product until we've given you what your body needs to overcome problems, to have anti-aging benefits, to hydrate your body one step at a time for healthy energy.
Yeah, I've never seen another company that have products that are so structured and so set up so they work in tandem with each other. You know, it's like you have just a team. You know, you don't have just one product that's off out here by itself and another product off out by itself. And I've seen a lot of companies, and I've been in companies before, I've taken boatloads of supplements. But I've never seen a company. It's like this is very, very structured. Your products are very, these companies' products are structured so well that they work, like you said, in, you know, synergistically with each other. And it helps, you know, it helps the overall effect to be much greater than just taking these individually. I have to ask you about Rejuve. This is my favorite product. It helps wake my brain up in the morning. I'm for people that know me, I'm not much of a morning person. And it's like it just makes me feel happy. Now, I'm basically a happy person anyway, except for maybe first thing in the morning. I'm not my happiest first thing in the morning, but just let me get woke up and get going, and I do okay. But this Rejuve, and it's called Rejuve, I take one, and some people can take, you know, three all at once. But one, you know, one, and then maybe a little later, I take the rest of them. It seems to do the job for me, but it wakes me up. It gives me energy. And it, like I said, it helps me be able to focus. And are you sure this is legal? Because what this is doing to me is fantastic. It really makes me happy. And I'm wondering if this is, are you sure it's legal? So tell us a little bit about Rejuve.
Oh, you are so nice to give us that introduction. Rejuve works, and first of all, it's in a capsule form. So you get a little sachet or a little packet, and it has three capsules in it. These three capsules can be taken all at once, and that's a single serving. Or you can take one, or you can take two, or you can take them all together depending on the level of energy that you would like. The energy is going to come to your body from ingredients like green tea, from guarana, from ginseng, from coenzyme Q10. You've got ingredients in there like coenzyme Q10 that won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1984 because it transfers oxygen in the bloodstream better. So you're getting more oxygen transferred to your brain. You're feeling better because of it. You're transferring energy through a metabolic system that's enhanced by green tea, which is full of antioxidants as well. And it contains no synthetic caffeine. Synthetic caffeine is what you would find in some of your carbonated energy drinks. This is going to replace all the energy drinks with an all-natural product that your body knows how to use and sustains you for about 6 hours. It does so, again, with natural products. Your body loves these products. They work in your brain, in your muscles, throughout your body. And one of the side benefits is that most people have an improvement in their mood as well. You have given a perfect testimonial of that, and I want you to know that it's a simple product to carry with you because of the little packets, and because it's in capsule form, there's no sweeteners, there's no flavorings, it's contaminant-free. So yes, this is a pure way to get your energy in a proper way from nature.
Yeah, but I love this. I absolutely love this product. And I haven't told many people, but I've been testing some brain products here the last few months. And I've tested several of them, and I just, they didn't do anything for me. And for the very fact that a supplement works for me is a big deal, because most supplements I've tried there are a few of them now have worked, but most of them just don't do anything for me. I don't know if my body's just a little stubborn or what, but I'm telling you, folks, when I took this one, and again, it's called Rejuve, when I took this, I noticed the first day. So anytime I can take something and I notice it just a few minutes, I don't know, it seems like it's 30 minutes, an hour later, that I start, I just get happier. I just felt so happy and energetic. I had energy and I could focus. My brain was working better and all like that. When you get that combination, when your brain works better, you have energy and you feel really, really happy, you know, without drinking or anything. I don't drink, you know, but I expect, you know, some people get happy when they drink, but it's almost like, you know, this is what I wanted to ask you to make sure this was legal, because it really, really makes you feel good and it works fast. And that is what blows my mind. If you're interested in these products, you want to learn more about them. If you have questions for me, you can email me at BeverlyButler@AmericaOutloud.com. You can go to renewyourhealthnow.com. beverlybeverly.com and find out more about the products. And again, if you have any questions, you can email me at beverlybutler@americaoutloud.com. I also want to say that tonight there is going to be a meeting in Southern California. And for all of my California listeners, if you're out in LA or in that area, there's going to be a meeting at Sterling International Towers. I will have this also on the website below the podcast. You can go there and get the directions to that. If you want to go, Dr. Peterson's going to be in a meeting there talking about these products, and you can see him face to face and talk to him. If you have any questions, you can get them answered at this meeting. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Peterson, for bringing this wonderful gift to us with the silver and all these other products. I'm really thankful for the company Juva, because they have something that is just absolutely amazing and cutting edge in the world of supplements. And again, I've been around supplements, taking them for a long time, and I've not seen any company that has a set of products like this company does, and I'm very impressed. And they work, and that's really, really important. And I also want to give a little medical disclaimer that the information in this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it should not be taken as medical advice in any way. If you have any health concern, always see a qualified healthcare practitioner. Thank you again, Dr. Peterson, and thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler with the Misdiagnosed Life podcast on the America Out Loud Network.